A housing summit was held in Burlington Wednesday evening. It was a follow-up to a June summit that identified 5 action areas for the city to create and implement affordable housing policies. The summit brought together city departments with housing advocates and residents to review and discuss progress on affordable housing priorities. During his introduction, Mayor Murrah Weinberger said there are a number of reasons to address the city's housing issues.
From my perspective, getting our housing policies right affects every Burlingtonian in one way or another and impacts most of our major community goals. Getting our housing policies right will ensure that our young, our old, and working people can continue to call Burlington home. Getting our housing policies right will give a huge boost to our efforts to become a more inclusive and diverse community. Getting our housing policies right will strengthen our businesses, create jobs, and create new public revenues for the many social programs we're committed to.
Weinberger, a Democrat, noted that affordability has been an issue since the 1980s, when the first Mayor's Task Force on Housing was created. He said a study early in his administration reviewed trends, and it led to the city's 2015 Housing Action Plan. A summit in June then outlined 5 proposals to further address affordability, availability, and diversity.
3 of which are focused on housing supply issues, 2 of which are focused head-on affordability issues. So the 3 areas focused on supply are about eliminating parking minimums in the downtown and on transportation corridors. We want to make it easier for people to build accessory dwelling units. We are concerned about the erosion of the existing long-term rental supply that the new world of Airbnb and VRBO and short-term rentals presents.
But not everyone in the crowd was in lockstep with the mayor.
I think we're starting to see that in the data. That's great. That's what tonight is about.
Okay. We can't afford to live here without Section 8. It's the only way we get heard.
Well, it's... It pains me to hear that you feel that's the only way you get heard.
A group of residents wore placards across their chest that said, "Renter." Charles Winkleman says the mayor and others aren't listening to low-income residents.
At the last meeting, we made it clear to the mayor that he was not hearing the needs of low-income and displaced residents. And what we heard tonight was him saying, "I have not heard that, and I'm not going to hear it." And that's why some of us were a bit loud tonight, because we're feeling pretty frustrated, because our government doesn't work for the 60% of Burlington residents who are renters. It works for the landlords, it looks for the developers, it works for the homeowners, but the mayor continuously ignores the needs of low-income renters.
Each of the 5 action items were featured at posters scattered across Contois Auditorium, and groups rotated between them. Burlington Community and Economic Development Office Assistant Director of Sustainability, Housing, and Economic Development, Jillian Nanton, says trying to solve the housing crisis involves a complex web.
We talk about affordable. There's a whole missing middle there who can't access the market. They don't qualify for subsidies. We call those folks the missing middle. We also have to keep our eyes on workforce housing. So there's that dimension to affordable and low income, and increasing the supply of housing generally is going to be very important. And it's a human right, access to safe and affordable housing.
Links for more information are at WAMC.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.